This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off our number three, this is Free Talk Live. And in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Conan, you started the show by going over a list written by a supposed libertarian. I say supposed, and by libertarian, I mean small L libertarian, someone who claims to support the ideas of liberty. And he is also a capital L libertarian, meaning that he's given the Libertarian Party at least $25 to get a party membership. And he's seeking the presidential nomination.
And he very clearly does not like the idea of anarchist philosophy, which he has come out and boldly said, our man in the first chair here is too anarchistic for the Libertarian Party.
So you're using a word that some people listening might wind up going, wait a second, I've heard that word. That's not a good word. So what is anarchy?
Okay, anarchy is not no rules, which is what people typically think it is. I can just go out in the street and I can just start robbing people or burning their houses down or doing whatnot. Anarchy is no rulers.
Yes.
Very simply. That's all you really have to go with. No rulers. So I cannot go rob and rape and steal from my neighbor because that would make me a ruler. I cannot get together with you two guys and form a government and go throw law at our neighbors saying, hey, look, we got together, we signed this piece of paper that says we own your lawn. And if you don't pay taxes, we're not going to maintain your lawn, and we're going to have to send Joe over here, who works for us, to break your kneecaps until you pay us so we can mow your lawn.
Now, there are some people that will say that unless you have a ruler, then it doesn't make sense to have a rule, or you can't have a rule unless you have a ruler. How do you respond to that?
You can have natural rules. I have a right to my property. And this is where the left anarchists and right anarchists really differentiate, is property rights. So I can say, hey, look, this is my property. You know, I paid for it from the guy you owned it first, and I'm maintaining it, and I live here, and you can't just come on my property and do whatever. You can't sleep on it. You can't live in my house. You can't take anything that's on this in this area. And where else was that question going? Chris, where are you going with that?
Well, I was going to say, in a dirty, hairy voice, you could say, get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn, you dumb kids. Did you hear me? I said, get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Okay, so now that we have described or defined the term anarchy, we also were talking a little bit about what I prefer to call the principle of non-aggression, but most people call it the non-aggression principle.
And so, Daryl, what is the non-aggression principle?
That they abbreviate it as NAP. So the non-aggression principle is the foundation of libertarianism, that no one has a legitimate right to initiate force against another person for any reason.
And the person who wrote this obviously doesn't get that, because most of his bullet points throw that right out the window.
And he has also said time and time again that he does not subscribe to the non-aggression principle.
So number two on his list was, how do we protect ourselves from foreign invaders without government?
Number one, I think we skipped number one on the list in the recap. Number one on the list was, we need government because rights.
To protect rights. Whether they be natural or lawful or piece of paper rights.
Because he was conflating negative rights and positive rights. And saying that, well, if you have a right to something, then somebody has to provide that for you, and so therefore government.
Right. Number two, how do we defend ourselves from foreign invaders without government? Number three, which we're on right now, How do we defend ourselves from our neighbors if they do not adhere to the non-aggression principle, which libertarians and anarchists adhere to, which is, I will not do harm to my neighbor or to anyone unless it's in self-defense.
Right.
And if everyone practices it, it's the golden rule. If everyone practices that, everything will work. But how do you deal with people who do not adhere, who haven't signed that contract?
It's not a contract. It's a principle. But 99.99999% of human interactions on any given day are completely in line with the principle of non-aggression.
Correct. Because
agreed.
People have to get along with each other or else consequences. If I blow you off, or I steal from you, or if I have a horrible transaction with you, I'm going to pay those consequences. You're not going to do sales with me any longer.
Right.
You are going to tell all your friends that I stiffed you.
You're assuming I have friends.
You're going to get on the social webs and you're going to say, look, this guy, he's a bad apple. He's bad business. Don't do business with him. And you know what? I'm going to suffer the consequences, and it's going to blow up in my face. And if I knew that that was on the way, if I knew that those consequences were on the way, if I was to stiff you, I might not do them in the first place. I might be watching my butt.
Right.
Which is, and most people know that they can get away with things. They know that they can get away with murder because of the way the system is currently set up.
Right. So the current system guarantees that someone will initiate force against someone else.
If I have a problem, I can go tattletale on Big Daddy Government.
No, Big Daddy Government is the one that is initiating the force.
Is the aggressor.
But
they are the aggressor.
But there are plenty.
Guaranteed.
But there are plenty of lobbyists who use Big Daddy Government to get things done for them. And,
right.
and here, just here in our community, people will go lobby city council. They have a problem with some business.
Now, when you say community, you're not talking about like-minded people. You're talking about people that live in the same geographic area.
Correct. So in our particular instance, there was a bad form of drugs that was floating around, spice. And
that's not even really a drug. That's a synthetic drug.
It's a drug.
The only reason it exists is because of the drug war.
Correct. Because, yeah. So maybe this is not the best of examples. But anyways, a group got together, went and lobbied government, local government, to create an ordinance that would disallow any
sell or possession, I believe.
Instead of just not going there and not buying it and talking to the kids and saying this is a bad thing, they actually used the force and the power of government to get their agenda taken care of. And this is what government is for. This is the sole purpose of government. It's a power. It's a force that people, whether they be a small group or a big group, can use to force other people to do what they want, to align with their agenda.
And this is what drives me nuts, is we have activists, not even activists, we have people on both sides of the aisle, quote-unquote, on the left and the right, that do nothing but complain about big government. Yet they will support companies, they will become those people that use government to do these very things that they find so reprehensible. And it's fine if it's working for me, it's bad if it's not working for me.
But I'm still going to give them my money because some of the things they do I agree with. But
right.
From a liberal. Yeah, I want them to crack down on heroin addicts. But you know what? But the wars. Yeah, I'm not in favor of those. But school spending. Yeah, we need to take as much money as possible to pay for them kiddies. And the conservatives are the exact opposite. Yeah, we need to build walls because there's people who are coming over and stealing all the jobs.
Stole my jobs.
I mean, yeah. Both sides of the aisle. They both have agendas, and it both requires using government to force us all to get in line and fork over our money to pay for their projects.
And this is why I don't look to government to provide any real solutions to anything, but I still advocate for ballot access and getting more political parties out there, just to create schisms, just to create
division.
Hopefully some groups that will become more powerful that will be able to say, you know what, we don't agree with that either.
And to get alternative opinion out there.
Well, let's get some ideas out there. Yep.
Speaking of schisms, either one of you gentlemen want to join the Schism State Project and immediately get kicked out?
I'm in.
You're out.
Thank you.
You also can be in and out or on the radio, 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free call-in line. This is Free Talk Live and, of course, on Skype, LRN.FM.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-656-9549. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-656-9549. That's 1-800-656-9549. 1-800-656-9549.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855 855 450 free. That is the toll free call in line. And we're going through this list that Conan brought in about a certain libertarian presidential candidate who is basically disavowing the ideas of liberty and saying, here's reasons that I'm not an anarchist. And basically all of his reasons are, here's reasons I'm coming up with to justify the existence of government. And it's all premised around absent government rights would be violated, but that's exactly what happens with the existence of government, and governments are out there wanting to do mean, horrible, nasty things like snoop on your internet. But the internet was meant to be used anonymously if you want it to, and without oversight. But many governments and companies are thriving off of the lack of privacy that you have on the internet today. ProXPN can give you that privacy back. ProXPN is a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device. And ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption, with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and they have Linux support as well. And unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and greater security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit cards and even Bitcoin. And if you use code FTL50, you get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be. Go to ProXPN.com right now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right.
So number four on this list is pretty much the same as number three. It has to do with the non-aggression principle, which is, I will not do harm to my neighbor or my enemy or anyone. I will follow the golden rule unless in self-defense, and then I will shoot you. But until that happens, I want to be your best friend. I want to do business transactions with you. I want to work voluntarily with you because that is the best form of society. And this person, again, is arguing that not everyone is going to sign that social contract. They're going to want to.
That's not a contract. They're going to want a principle to live by.
By this man's words. So he believes it is a social contract.
Yes. He's also an idiot.
It's a principle.
It's a principle. And a variant of the principle of non-aggression is something that he did sign as a member of the Libertarian Party, which is the Libertarian Pledge that says, I hereby certify that I will not initiate force for political or social goals. Political or social. Meaning, if I want your loaf of bread, that's a social goal. Me coming over and taking your loaf of bread by force is a social goal.
Or if I want to spend a bunch of money to buy a tank so that we can send it over and his next number four bullet preemptively strike an enemy that I fear will maybe strike back at me in the next couple of years or tomorrow or 20 years from now. This is his big argument here is, what do you do about a guy, Chris, who raises his gun and points it at your face? He doesn't shoot you, but he threatens you that he's going to shoot you. He puts a gun in your face.
That's a legitimate threat basically is an initiation of force.
But there was no crime. He never pulled the trigger.
Right, but you can aggress against someone without ever touching them.
Well, if you point a gun at a police officer, that is considered a form of aggression.
But they are above us, us little people.
Right,
Chris.
But no, the CIA, we know for a fact that the CIA tortures people using sound and light. Mm-hmm. They're not touching them at all. But everybody would say, yes, that's a form of aggression. That's initiation of force.
If it's Milli Vanilli.
Doesn't matter.
I'm kidding, Daryl.
If noise in certain ways is used
And it has been used and can be used to torture people.
But I think
I don't know of anybody that would say that's not aggression.
Right, but I say you can actually sit that person down with a psychologist and say, and who will determine, yes, this person has been harmed. You have done physical and mental harm to this person. You broke the NAP, the non-aggression principle. You hurt this person. Now, if I point a gun at you and say, Daryl, I'm going to shoot you. And then 1 minute, 1 second later, I say, no, I'm not going to change my mind. Or I get the point across and you back off. And I put my gun back in my holster. That
caused some sort of trauma.
Well, it's no doubt. But my issue with this whole thing, and I have this issue with libertarians and anarchists that go, you know, nap, non-aggression principle, is that it cannot, just like anything else, cannot be exactly right for all situations. That sometimes it is just doing what's right. And that's, to me, the core of it. I felt really good when I first found this, because it is the golden rule. It's don't hurt other people.
Mm-hmm. And don't hurt people and don't take their stuff.
Right. And it lays out an ideal that I can hold in my heart about how I want to live my life. No, of course, I can't make everybody else obey this credo that I feel is right.
Even though most people naturally follow it,
most people
on a daily basis.
99.99999% of human interaction on any given day is not based on aggression.
Absolutely. And I can choose to associate with people that have the same moral code that I do. And that's what I try to do. That's how I try to live my life. So again, you're basically trying to take issue with the golden rule, and with that I have a problem with the author. He's throwing out straw men left and right just to say, look, it doesn't work in this case. It doesn't work. Absolutely. Of course it can't work in every case. Otherwise it would be the unified theory of the universe, and we haven't figured that one out yet.
The strongest piece of the non-aggression principle that I embrace is it is the golden rule, but it also encompasses responsibility, repercussions, and repercussions. So if I am not an okay, peaceful neighbor, that can come back and strike me.
Right.
And I don't think a lot of people, when they talk about the golden rule, they don't actually think about the repercussions involved. And that's what it is to be a good neighbor. Is, you know, if you get back in return what you give.
Yeah.
All right, so let's finish this article out real quick.
Okay, number 5, and let's hope it goes straight to it, because this is a nasty, clicky article, and I'll promise never to go to it again, I think.
Yes, you should never go to that website, because it's a clickbait website.
I gave them 5 clicks this evening.
This one weird trick help you get to the last page of 5 reasons why I'm not an anarchist.
And, of course, it doesn't want to resolve itself. Oh, here it comes.
We'll finish it, and your calls, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or on Skype to username lrn.fm. And if we've got time, we'll tell you why taxation is not theft, according to one former libertarian.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can call in to bring up pretty much anything that is on your mind. We're going over five reasons that one particular libertarian presidential candidate says that he does not support the absence of government, and it's all premised on basically him explaining why he loves government and why he loves aggressing against people, while also simultaneously saying that, well, people would aggress against people without government. Conan?
Number five, and I'm going to read the entirety of this one because this is the most important to me. Private property. Who defines what is private property? In an anarchist society, there is no commonly accepted definition. And I guess...
And there's not really a commonly accepted definition with government either.
Yes. I would say left anarchists would probably have a hard time with this one, but I have no problem with property rights. It is mine. I came by it. Get off of it. Or let's do business. Let's, let's work together. Some may choose to argue that intellectual property is private. Some may decide otherwise and begin acquiring that property for their own benefit. Some may argue that they have a right to food, and thus their neighbor's surplus should be rightly theirs. seeing as how the creek from their property fed the crops next door.
All right, and he's, again, basing his whole concept on a flawed understanding of rights.
Right.
Yes, you do have a right to food. However, no one is obligated to provide you food.
No one has
a legitimate right to deny you.
I wouldn't even say that you have a right to food. If you can come by, you're not entitled to food. You can't.
Right.
You can't just get it because you need it.
Hold on. And this, again, it's the positive right, negative right conflict. When I say you have a right to food, no one has a legitimate right to deny me growing food in property that I control. No one has a right. If I am holding a steak in my hand, no one has a legitimate right to deny me eating or cooking that steak.
Sure.
So I have a right to food, but no one is obligated to provide me with food.
Well, and
so I have a negative right to food, not a positive right
all right,
to
what
food.
Is, all right, what about intellectual... go ahead, Chris.
That's all right. As we're on the subject of food and his whole point where, you know, it's your food, but hey, my creek, which runs across my property, fed your crops. He has a complete lack of understanding of human interaction and of human decency, which I think we would all... agree
yes.
would come into play. I mean, my God, if I have big, huge fields and, you know, the neighbor north of me owns all this land and he owns the head of the stream and all the water comes from him, I think I would probably be, hey, thank you for my bounty. I'd love to share my food with you.
Yeah, and if you didn't, and you know, he would come to you, too, and be like, hey, look,
right.
you know, I am feeding your crops. You know, I think that I am owed, you know, 5-10% of...
Well, you mean people would actually interact with one another like civil human beings.
And we know that there are angry folks out there who, if they weren't repaid... accordingly, he might decide to divert his creek to say this other property.
Yeah, or just divert it a few feet and where you planted all your fields, guess what? They're not getting any water anymore.
And so these things have a way of working out. We don't need some third entity. And some, you know, sometimes we do. We need arbitrators to work.
True.
So we have A and B, and they both hate each other, and you've been at each other's throats for a decade. You know, they might need an arbitrator to sit them both down and to talk these things out, because that's where these things actually get fixed, is talking them out. They get fixed. They don't get fixed whenever you divert the stream.
Right.
But sometimes they do.
Yeah, that's true.
So before we get back into this, there's a quote that I found from this particular individual. He says, I did not agree to the NAP, that being the non-aggression principle. He further says, I don't agree with your definition of private property. In nature, I take whatever I want from you, and you just try to stop me or seek retribution. You better be stronger or faster or have more guns, but I doubt you are or do. Give me anarchy, and I will give you death.
Yeah, this guy.
All right, so peaceful individual.
Here is how I have come to understand this individual. He is projecting all of these defenses he has against the non-aggression principle and against anarchy. He is only projecting his own issues. He just came right out and says that if it's a Mad Max world, I'm going to be shooting little
He's
grandma
not
in the
even
head.
Saying if it's a Mad Max world. He's saying
right now,
if there's no government right now, I'll just kill everybody.
Okay, this guy is a problem. This is the last kind of person you want making decisions for you. Do not vote for, what's his first name? His last name is Pedersen.
Peterson.
He's petty, and he needs to be thrown out of the... He needs to be uninvited to all the libertarian debates.
No pork fest for you.
No pork fest. No pork fest for you, Pedersen.
Now, if he's elected somehow, do you think that that would spur the zombie apocalypse?
No. No, and I don't care. I don't even care anymore. These stupid presidential candidates, they're all crap.
Everyone.
Except this guy right here in first
seat. Oh, yeah, we'll see.
Darrell W. Perry.
Well, what do you think, Nathan? Which presidential candidate is most likely to bring about the zombie apocalypse?
Well, I don't know, but I've been trying to visualize what this guy would, how he would act in an actual zombie apocalypse, and I don't think he'd make it very far with that attitude, to be honest.
So anyone who watches, what is it? What's the zombie movie?
The Walking Dead.
When they get to the village and they meet the mayor,
I have no clue what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, the governor.
Yeah, this is a couple seasons
back. The governor.
Yep.
And it's all hunky-dory, green grass, and everyone's happy. But when they start unveiling the onion, they start peeling back the layers, they realize it's not nice. It's corrupt.
Yeah, that didn't work out well for our gang.
So what do you think would happen? Would he go the way of who's the guy that wound up getting shot? Merle or
JFK?
Something. No, in The Walking Dead.
Merle did lose it. He got.
Well, let's not. I haven't seen the latest season.
And then something happened to like the old grandpa guy where he got his leg cut off or something.
Everyone gets shot and dies. That's just the way it is in zombie land.
So Nathan.
I'm not sure if Conan will allow me to ask my question or not, because my question was about the very latest episode of The Walking Dead and how it would apply to your discussion.
Go ahead and ask the question. I'm the guy in the driver's seat.
I'm taking it we're in season six.
We are in season six.
Okay, I have only seen, I have finished season five because it is available on Netflix. Season six is on the no-no list. But if you get, go ahead.
I think you should just take your headphones off for this.
Go ahead.
Just take them off. It's okay. Go ahead, Nathan.
Spoiler alert for those who have not seen the season six of The Walking Dead. So in the show, there's a man named Rick, and he leads a group of survivors in this post-apocalyptic hellscape. And as I think Conan was just alluding to, they've met a lot of nasty people and had to, you know, defend themselves and do a lot of nasty things over the last few seasons. But your discussion of the non-aggression principle, I was kind of thinking about it when I watched the latest kind of episode, because what happens is they meet a gang, and, you know, this gang tries to, you know, mug some of their members on the roadside, and for their trouble, they get annihilated with a rocket launcher. But their response to that is what kind of troubles me, because they decide that, oh, well, this gang is, you know, basically trying to form a government, is trying to tax people, saying, oh, well, you have to give us your proportion of your crops or we'll, you know, move in and kill you.
Right.
So they decide to make an agreement with one of these put-upon communities that, hey, well, we'll take care of these guys, this gang, if you'll give an alliance with us. And it's portrayed very kind of brutally, and it makes you question, is what they're doing right?
Right.
Nathan, stay on the line.
Yeah.
This is interesting. I love this kind of theory, this kind of theorizing of what will happen when Big Daddy government is pushed aside and the little man has to reorganize and bring it back. What does he do?
Your thoughts on this? Welcome in these closing moments, 855 450 free.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Still time for you and your thoughts, maybe. If you call in right now, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio is Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
Why do you always drag it out so far?
I don't know why.
Because I'm number three, and I'm in the third chair. Wait, am I not third chair? I'm second chair, right? How does this work?
Crazy. It's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but we don't.
You're number two.
But we don't say the names like that, so I'm third.
Correct, but you are the second seat.
I'm just adding some flair to it, Daryl. Let's talk about zombies.
Now I feel insecure, but go ahead.
Insecure because you don't measure up to the zombies?
I always thought I was second chair.
One thing I've always disliked about the Walking Dead series, because now it's long. Now it's in the sixth season, and they've been doing this for, what, 5, 6 years? The one thing that gets me is that everyone they meet is a roving band. They're still able to find food, canned food and stuff. They're still able to scrounge things up. All the canned food would be gone after the first couple of months.
I don't know. If there were very few, I've thought about this too much, but if there were very, very few survivors,
mm-hmm.
you know, take ammunition. If there's trillions of rounds in the possession of private citizens, then after, say, 95, 98% of the population goes away, there's a lot left to scrounge.
Yeah, but it didn't happen the first day. There was a great percentage of people still roaming around, eating everything and shooting everything that they could for the first couple of months, and then it fell off the cliff. So a lot of that stuff got expended really quickly. But we're in like the fifth year. I mean, that's a lot of food we're talking about, and these people aren't growing. And of course, every time they do grow something, it gets trampled by roaming ravagers, nomads, or by zombies. And so
what you're saying is every time they settle down and try to form a society and form a government to get things done correctly, everything just falls apart.
Yes, everything. Otherwise, the show wouldn't be fun to watch because they would be just happy, you know, growing old together and, you know, getting buried under the tree. Burying Grandpa under the tree. It can't happen like that because that would the whole theme of the movie wouldn't be Walking Dead anymore.
How realistic are zombies to begin with?
Well, I'm surrounded by them. When I, as soon as I leave this house, that's nothing but Bernie and Trump Sanders. Yeah, Trump Sanders zombies. They're everywhere.
Just because they don't, you know, think the way you do or the way you think they should does not mean that their brain does not function.
All right, well, sheep have a brain. Sheep are able to nibble the grass and stay alive, and as long as they're taken care of by the herdsmen and, you know, kept safe from the wolves. Bunch of, all right, sheeple. Let's not call them zombies. Let's call them sheeple.
Nathan, you're still on Free Talk Live.
So the scenario in The Walking Dead is that Rick and his group, I guess, are basically, I guess, organizing an impromptu militia. I guess you could call it that. They are
deputies. They're doing like the traveling lawmen in the West, where they would travel around to cities who needed them, who were attacked by bandits. And they would the towns would pool their money together to hire these
it's a posse. I mean, they are like a paid posse at this point. Would you agree,
right,
Nathan? Yeah.
That's a pretty good description. And, you know, to be fair, this group that they're attacking, this gang, has it both attacked them and is basically taxing, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
You know, basically, you know, killing a teenager to set an example and, you know, force them to, you know, give them their food or whatever.
And they're probably living up in their own little shack, you know, of Jericho, where, and they prey on all of the farming communities down below in the valley.
So what struck me my question in a second. What struck me about this episode is a reviewer said, if you just started watching this show with this episode, could you tell the good guys from the bad guys?
Would
that be evident? And the truth is, it's not evident. It's very difficult. I mean, one of the gang members points out, you know, hey, you guys are kind of like the bad guys here, because what they end up doing is sneaking up on the gang. I guess one of their buildings or whatever in the middle of the night, and, you know, murdering everyone.
Preemptively attacking the bad guys.
Yeah, and yeah. I'll tell you what intrigues me about The Walking Dead and why I watch it, and why I watch a lot of shows like Breaking Bad, and why I've enjoyed, Better Call Saul and things like that, is that moral ambiguity that I don't believe that everybody is at their best in every situation, that when we're faced with challenges and stresses and things like that, it challenges us. And that to me is Rick and the gang, you know, that they are in this damned if I do, damned if I don't situation, and I've got to be the person that I don't like to survive. And I think it's a good thought exercise, and the way you took it was how I took it, and I like that.
I actually don't think it's a good thought exercise, because it's a completely unrealistic thought to begin with.
But sometimes
what would happen if I were on a space shuttle and there was only one oxygen tank and the front window got blown off by Klingons and Boba Fett was hovering around your anus?
You know,
Jada Pinkett Smith needed to go to the Oscars.
All right, you know what? The best thought experiment.
It's a big waste of time.
The best thought experiment will be to actually look at history and look at actual anarchistic societies that developed, like, for example, the Wild West frontier of the U.S., and how many cattle rustlers actually were there? How many bad guys were there?
Not as many as we hear. But here's where I like where you're going, Nathan, is that it's not just you and I and Conan,
exactly,
but not Daryl,
exactly,
that watch this show, but people all over the country watch this show. Millions and millions of people watch it, and they're faced with the same question, and they're asking themselves the same sorts of
things.
What
exactly
am I the good
the
guy?
Question?
Am I the bad guy?
Well, my question is Rick, does the non-aggression principle still apply when it's so distant from, I mean, because these people didn't attack Rick directly, they attacked people that Rick is responsible for. The people that they're attacking didn't directly attack Rick, and, you know, they're taxing and threatening and, you know, stealing and murdering, but they have not threatened Rick themselves, and, you know, it seems like a stretch. Like, basically, Rick, it looks from the outside, it's like, well, these two strangers are killing each other, and why is that justified if these people haven't directly threatened Rick and themselves?
Okay, so the
question, can Rick and his gang, can they actually break the non-aggression principle, but they are acting in defense of this
community. They're acting as someone's proxy. So let me rephrase the question in a completely different manner. Nathan, you tell your next-door neighbor, I will make sure that nobody breaks into your house while you're asleep at night. If someone tries to break into the house, they're not breaking into yours, but they're breaking into the neighbor's. You have told the neighbor, I will protect you while you're asleep. You then have the authority to defend the person who has basically given you their proxy.
Yeah, except they broke in last week. You weren't around. You think they're going to do it again. And so now you preemptively go to their campsite to go attack them before they can do it again.
Some people that say that that would not be preemptive because you're then defending the property that was broken into a week ago.
So who gets to decide, whether that's going to happen?
Right. It's the whole, when does retribution become something other than defense of self or property? Can you wait 37 years and then go, punch some 90-year-old man in the face because of something that he did in 1979.
Correct.
But again, back to the point of what does this instruct the average viewer? What feelings does it cause? I think these are all the right questions to ask. And when you get down to it, the NAP is sort of the golden rule. It's simple enough. And that's why people do watch this. And they all struggle with it. They don't say non-aggression principle, but are thinking, are they good or are they bad?
So people watch The Walking Dead to then, work out in their own mind their political philosophy? That seems like a complete threat.
No, I say that they do.
Yeah.
And the non-aggression principle is thrown right out the window. And all they see is, hey, this is very gray. I need someone who is more thoughtful and more intellectual, more principled than me to make decisions for me. I need Big Daddy government.
Do they, or do they sit there and do they go, okay, if I were Rick, how would I make this decision? What would be the right and the just thing to do?
They'll probably say that we need to go and we need to salt the earth of these bad guys before they hurt me and my family, because they're the true bad guys.
I think you guys are both giving people way too much credit for what goes through their brains when they're watching something to entertain themselves.
You're absolutely right. And if you watch any of these shows, first thing, you get to season 2, season 3, and the bad guy, the ultimate baddie guy, he is always going to go and work for the good guys. And Nathan, one of the good guys is going to become a bad guy. Because this is how they do it until they finally jump the shark in season 7.
Thank you for the call.
Austin Peterson not say anything that he wouldn't say to Rick's face.
Thank you for the call. And, well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.